Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Commanders got a big win yesterday, but it was a wild day of football across the NFL, especially in the 1 o'clock window.
Man, we had all kind of. We had a 95-yard punt return for a touchdown, a 90-yard punt for a touchdown. You had a bunch. You had field goals blocked and returned by big men.
Listen to this. So, 8 games were within one score in the fourth quarter yesterday, and 7 games were decided by 8 points or fewer. Mm. All by teams that recorded the game-winning score in the final 3 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Damn.
So the Browns, the Jags, the Chargers, the Eagles, the Steelers,
the
Niners, and the Bucks all won within the last 3 minutes of the game.
So Red Zone was on fire yesterday then, right?
Yeah, oh, for sure. The Bucks, Tampa, I mean, just a wild-ass game yesterday. You see the clip of Aaron AG. Glenn?
Yeah, yeah. See, this is what I'm saying about this is what I say about Red Zone. If you watch that happen on Red Zone, you're like, damn, they must have won the game. They lost the game. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like Shanahan used to like that too, though. He loved watching the highlights.
Right. So the Jets, man. I mean, credit to them. The Jets were down 23-6 early in the third quarter and started coming back. The Jets got a Tyrod to Garrett Wilson, then Tyrod to Lazard. Then they blocked a field goal, ran it back to take the lead 27-26 with a minute 50 left.
Mm-hmm.
And then Baker and the Bucks go back down the field. McLaughlin hits a game winner to win it 29-27. This is wild to me, B. Tampa's off to a 3-0 start.
Yeah.
They're the first team first modern era team to record a game-winning score in the final minute of the fourth quarter in each of their first 3 games. They've won all their games like this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it happens twice, like, all right, 3 times in a row is pretty nuts, I think.
Mm-hmm.
By far the most painful game for Commanders fans was the Eagles and the Rams. You know, Washington and Philly, there's a lot of football left. You don't want to get too worked up about records or any of that right now. But the more losses you could throw on the Eagles, the better it'll be for Washington.
True.
And in that game, Philly was down big.
Yeah.
Philly got down 26-7 in the third quarter. And then it seemed like, now they just lost Kellen Moore. The dude that's now the offensive coordinator is Sirianni's buddy from way back. That offense looked awful. And you'll say you love it about Philly. To me, it is what makes Philly Philly. I'm not sure that I love it. You got the defending Super Bowl champions, 2-0 to start the season, booed off the field at halftime, at home.
Yeah. You saw they came out in the second half and played better, right?
I mean, yeah.
They were getting their ass kicked.
They gave up a touchdown on the first drive of the third quarter.
Yeah.
Offensively, they started playing.
They probably got booed in, too.
Offensively, they started playing way better. I kind of think Jalen Hurts just said bleep you to the play caller and started doing his own thing because nothing was going downfield. And Lanville, I think you may have said it. I heard somebody point out what the Eagles figured out in the second half of that game from a passing attack. Jeff, did you say it?
Wasn't he?
A.J. Brown, one of the most physical receivers in the NFL, arguably the most physical receiver in the NFL. Philly kind of remembered that Emmanuel Forbes was covering A.J. Brown. And A.J. Brown just turned the game around completely. I mean, Philly, it was 26-7. Philly scored three straight touchdowns to make it 26-27. They take the lead. They go for two. They don't get it. Jalen Hurts was really, really good in the second half. The whole, like, is Jalen Hurts good discussion is so incredibly stupid. He's good, period. And then the Rams move the ball into position for a game-winning field goal in the link, take down the Eagles. If you're the Rams, you were in the link in January with a chance to take down the Eagles in the playoffs, and you came up short. If you're the Rams yesterday, you're in Philly with a chance to take down the Eagles, and the field goal gets blocked, the big fella, Jordan Davis. And for me, as somebody that was sitting on the Rams plus 3.5, fine, you know, that's life. But then the big man rumbled 61 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah.
To cover.
He was rolling, no doubt.
And I don't know that I'm mad about this or not, because I can understand why in the moment those guys did what they did. The Rams field goal team gave very little effort at chasing him down. If you watch, he was moving, but like, watch the replay from the All 22.
He was moving, but he had a host of people of his own people right behind him.
Well, and the way it bounced worked out perfectly for him in that it bounced away and then right up into his arms. So he had a full head of speed, whereas the rest of them were kind of trying to run back the other way. Whatever. What do you make of Philly's 3-0 start?
I mean, they're 3-0. That's the only thing you make of it. They didn't play great in all the game, but they won the game. You know, that's like we just talked about that. What do good teams do? When they don't play well, they find a way to win. Did we not say that?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. And, you know, the Rams helped them out.
So let me ask that question. Your 3-0 says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of 3-0 teams, though, B.
Yeah, a lot of them.
But the Niners did enough to win yesterday with Mac Jones.
You will see as they move forward what they really are. You will see that as you move forward.
So, obviously, the Eagles-Rams game was just completely nuts. I think the most shocking result yesterday, though, was the Packers 2-0 going to face the Browns 0-2 and losing. Now, that game, I liked the Browns with the points. I had that. I did not think they'd win. I thought they would listen, Cleveland plays really good defense. Myles Garrett is on a mission, and the rookie they drafted, I think he's out of Michigan, the kid Mason Graham, is just really, really disruptive in the middle of that defensive line. Offensively, Quinshon Judkins, the rookie out of Ohio State, showed a lot for the Browns. The Browns, I don't know what to make it. The Browns just are not a serious football organization to me,
hey,
and I hate that for my
Green Bay.
My friends that are Browns fans.
They find ways.
What do you make of the Packers? It was 3-0 at halftime. Packers are able to get it up to 10-0 in the third quarter. Then the Browns get a field goal. Then they get a touchdown. They block a Green Bay field goal to win it. Or no, it was an interception, rather. Jordan Love throws that pick. They're able to nail a 55-yarder to win it.
the Browns kept fighting, and the Packers were feeling good about themselves. They felt like, oh, we got this. They can't beat us. But they never quit. And we're sitting 10-0. So the defense, like, look, they're not killing us. We just need something from your offense.
They got just enough, I guess.
Yeah.
Funny little story on the side here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got a tweet from Ziggy that said, I was really happy to hear that Lamphill did not want to discuss his unit size. Got to pause that one. That's fair, Ziggy. And
yeah, we're going to pause very much. Thank you, Ziggy.
But I thought it was pretty funny.
It was funny.
So I dropped it into our text thread because mm-hmm. I wanted us all to enjoy the merriment. Except I realized I dropped it into my all ears text thread, which has people from NBC on it and Heather McDonough. And sorry about that. Oops.
Bro, do you not look before you post?
Not always.
Well, you need to. Or just stop posting stuff that can take you the wrong way.
HR issues.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's too old to still be doing stuff like that.
It wasn't a post. It was a text.
I don't care. You got the wrong person on that text.
G. Mitch stepped in.
I'm being real, though. Listen.
I feel like I'm about to get yelled at for taking pens.
I'm going to Louisiana to talk to kids about conflict resolution.
I don't think this is a conflict.
I would tell them the same thing. Think twice before you do something. I tell JP, think twice.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I told
wrong.
JP, think twice for the last 10 years. You know what he does?
Always double check before you hit send. Always. That's got to be a rule.
Ziggy's the one that sent it. I'm the mediator. I'm the.
Ziggy sent it to you.
No, Ziggy sent it to the universe.
But you're sharing it with people in the business world.
Did you just do retweets or not endorsements?
Retweets are not endorsements. Jeffrey.
My name is Jeff.
My name is Jeff. I'm going to give you a minute to explain the controversy.
Yo, there are two commandantes.
It's only one. The one that looks like the Joker every once in a while that is drunk, that sounds like he's drunk as soon as he wakes up, that's the commandante. The other guy trying to take somebody else's name.
Yeah, dude, I was.
Do you
was,
think somebody's clout chasing Commandante Tequila's clout?
Yeah, he's running around with Commandante on his thing.
I've only seen one person with Commandante at that stadium.
And Joker.
That was our boy. But that then I seen
all
it on
all
Sunday.
All this trash and he decided
I said, oh, man. And then what made it even funnier, somebody that listened to the show said, oh, Commandante Tequila. And in my head, I'm like, that is not Commandante Tequila.
No, it's not.
Now, Commandante Tequila did send us presents.
Yeah.
He sent us all.
I got titles written on the outside of the
handmade
box.
Handmade golf balls. If you're watching the chat, you can look at this. Commandante.
What's in the ball?
Yo, me and B play enough golf.
These not handmade balls.
To know the difference between a real golf ball and a fake golf ball.
He bought them. I don't know if they're going to explode or just do some weird stuff.
But since Commandante Tequila sent us fake golf balls, I think everybody got some, right? Lanville, did you get Commandante Tequila's balls?
He's like, Lanville ain't going to the golf course.
All right, but me, Jeff, and B all got them.
So Jeff's going to hit them in the alley tomorrow.
Yeah.
So if they blow up, Jeff will blow up.
I don't think it's like explosives. I think it'll like make a big pop, right?
I don't know. If it was the one with the bullet in it, then I wouldn't let you hit that one, Jeff.
Jeff,
you ever hit that one? That's a golf ball that has a bullet in it. And you put it to where when you hit it, it sounds like a gun and it flies.
I have not done that.
I've done
I'm
it.
Not really interested.
I did it at Raspberry Falls.
I can't do that. Just my luck, the ball will hit my foot or something.
No, fool. I mean, you're not hitting it hard enough for it to even go off.
I kind of agree with Brian. So tomorrow, Jeff's going to hit an explosive golf ball.
I don't know if they're explosive. Look, they sound like they got sand in them.
Do you remember? This was, I think,
it
years
might be
ago.
Dry tequila, you say?
We had the controversy about who the real Telly was.
Yeah.
Remember there were two different dudes named
that's
Telly that
itself.
Would call in?
That solved itself. They just stopped calling. Both of them.
I don't know that I'm prepared for a battle of the Commandante Tequilas. That just it doesn't sound like there's a lot of upside.
Well,
you know
what? Sometimes we have topics that we sound like we damn Comandante Tequila. So you know what? We're gonna have to let the people let them battle out. Who's the real one?
We'll determine who the real one is by who sends us the more trash from their house.
Well, we know who the real one is.
I don't know.
We got tour soft golf balls that feel like they're ping pong balls.
It's a weird world. It's a weird, weird world, especially when you work in the circus like us. What you thought of the Packers yesterday at 9 a.m., is it significantly different today after the loss to the Browns? For me, it isn't. Like, weird things happen.
To me, I know weird things happen in the NFL, but teams that are good don't allow that to happen for the most part. If they are at that level that we thought they were after they beat the Commanders, they wouldn't have lost that game to the Rams, to the Browns. They would have kicked their asses. So they were riding off of an emotional wave of all of a sudden, here we go, Micah's in town now, and they're balling. They've come back down to earth off of that one.
Sure. How about a team that Washington will see in 2 weeks that I think looks quite good, man? The Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
There are now six teams at 3-0. Bills, Colts, Chargers, Eagles, Niners, Bucks. Three in each conference.
Even that last game against the Chargers, last game that they played, who were they playing?
Denver yesterday?
Denver. I felt like Denver screwed up too much. Denver should have won that football game.
I don't disagree, but this is going to be very, very hard to overcome. Not saying it cannot be overcome. Chargers are 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
All three are division games. So through 3 weeks of the season, they're already up 3-0 on the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a big deal.
It is.
That's the first time happened since 2006.
They play the Chiefs again.
Sure.
Well, if the Chiefs beat them, boom. Then they come back, they're going to play against Denver again.
They're going to play all three of them
but
again.
But they're going to be in Denver this time, right? They were in L.A. yesterday, weren't they?
Yeah, well, the Chiefs game was in Brazil.
Yeah.
The Vegas game was in Vegas, and yesterday was their home opener.
So I think that they're going to have to really, really make sure that they handle those games because the Raiders are going to be going to L.A. But they got to go to Denver, and they got to go to KC.
Yeah. There was a former Washington quarterback that got a win yesterday.
Carson Wentz.
A big win.
Wentz.
48-10, Vikings over the Bengals. Wentz threw two touchdowns.
Yeah, but that was a defensive game right there, bro. The defense won that for them.
I mean, the defense was phenomenal, but honestly, offensively, Minnesota did enough to, like, the Bengals were god-awful.
Yeah.
God-awful.
And they're going to be like that without Joe Burrow as the quarterback.
This kid, Isaiah Rodgers, deserves credit. He had an 87-yard pick six, then a 66-yard fumble six. The play he made on the sideline to get the football is, like, hard to comprehend. It was really incredible. Minnesota's going to have to ride this out till J.J. McCarthy's back. I don't think you're going to get two defensive scores every week. It's a shame the Bengals' ownership is so cheap because they should trade for Jameis or trade for Kirk Cousins. Ooh. Like, just trade.
Minnesota, you say?
No, I'm saying Cincy.
Cincinnati?
You know Burrow's out of wild.
Yeah, they should go get them more.
Your only path to wins is to be explosive offensively.
Yeah, because their defense sucks.
Yeah. I mean, Jordan Mason yesterday had a 116 and two touchdowns on the ground. Carson Wentz threw for two touchdowns. Like, that was a embarrassing result, I think. What do you make of the Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud, starting 0-3? Stroud just looks all out of sorts, dude. Last year wasn't great, but they still won games. This year, nothing looks right.
Mm-hmm. Can't block games. They can't block.
Dude, he missed yesterday. I watched some of that, and it was That offense looks awful. They can't run, can't pass.
You can't run the football. Quarterback not going to look good.
Yeah, dude, did you watch any of it yesterday?
Just saw a little highlight.
He did not, like the same dude we saw from 2 years ago when Stroud was phenomenal, mm-hmm. was not the person that was out there yesterday. Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence didn't look very good either. Like from a quarterbacking perspective, it was a pretty ugly game. But, I mean, for C.J. Stroud was such a tactician with the football, and for him to throw the second pick late, I was just kind of blown away by it. I don't know. That Houston thing does not look good, man. And you can always turn things around. It's still very early in the season. But you get to 0-3, it gets very hard. 0-2 is one thing. Like, Kansas City winning last night and their pedigree and the players on that team, you can't discount them, period. But Houston at 0-3, I don't know. That thing looks ugly. Big game up the road tonight. Ravens, Lions. Let's talk through what we expect. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Be making me laugh in here at my own demise. The other game I wanted to at least make mention of, Brian, Patriots turned the ball over 5 times yesterday.
Not going to win that game.
Ramondre Stevenson had two fumbles on 6 touches, I would add. I'm sorry, 7. He had 4 carries and 3 catches and fumbled it twice. Can that dude play for you anymore? Got a history of fumbling, and then you do that yesterday.
I mean, he can play with you. Hell, Tiki Barber had the worst fumbling issue in the world.
But he was also really good.
Ramondre Stevenson just a couple years ago was very good against us.
Yeah, he sure was.
Up there. So the thing about it is they got to figure it out, teach him something better. If he doesn't get it corrected, then give him his walking paper.
Antonio Gibson had a fumble, something that may not shock locals. Drake May had a pick and a fumble. The Steelers, I don't think are good, but they were able to win that one on the road in New England.
But they're winning games.
All right. I'm going to tell you part of this stat line, and you tell me the last part, B.
Okay.
Your boy, probably your favorite quarterback of the last 20 years, Aaron Rodgers, in the black and gold, went 16 to 23 with two touchdowns and a pick yesterday. Pretty good game, right? What do you have A-Rod's passing yards at? 16 to 23 with two touchdowns.
16 to 23 for 168 yards to 181.
139.
Damn. Yeah.
Damn. You talk about nothing going downfield.
Yeah, nothing going downfield, but see, I'm at the point sometimes.
It's not even that efficient.
It's 16 to 23. It's okay. But it's when did you throw those passes? When did you was it a third and one, third and fours, third and sixes? You know what I mean? It's they're winning.
I mean, what
it's not
matters,
all because of him.
What matters is he connected with Calvin Austin for a 17-yard touchdown late in the fourth quarter to win the game.
70% completion.
I mean, if you think about the Steelers' past two quarterbacks, Rodgers versus Russ, Russ was terrible last night. Did you watch any of that?
I watched. Lady was terrible. But like most,
I'm not sure he was good early.
For Russ, see the thing, but you got to realize that offense is nothing but try to give Malik Nabers the football. That's their whole offense. And Malik Nabers knows that Russ will throw you that damn deep ball that'll fall right in there. And guess what? Every time Russ is dropping back, you know who goes deep? Malik. And Russ throws it to him.
Well, what really didn't help them last night was not having a kicker.
Oh, they did that last year.
Yeah.
See, those are fireable offenses. 2 years in a row, you go into a game without a kicker. You shouldn't be a head coach in the NFL. Point blank.
Dude, how long does Daboll get? I pulled up the Giants schedule last night.
The end of this year, he's gone.
Do you think it'll just be Mara doesn't want to have to fire somebody in season? Because, dude, they play... They get the Chargers in L.A. They get the Chargers at home in New York next week. Week five, they play the Saints. If they don't get that win over the Saints, then it's Eagles, Broncos, Eagles, Niners. Like the Giants, I don't think they're going to beat the Chargers on Sunday. You never know. I get it. That's a west to east, 1 o'clock game. Like I get that there will be some reasons maybe you like the Giants there. If they get to 0-4, then they play the Saints week five. They are desperate to win that game. But you know who else?
Where they play the Saints at?
New Orleans.
They better not eat.
Well, dude.
In their own neighborhoods.
The Saints are going to be 0-4 and desperate to win that game too.
Yeah, but everybody in Louisiana already gave up on the Saints.
I think everybody in New York's giving up on the Giants.
Except Dable.
I'm just saying, assuming they lose to the Chargers, if they don't beat the Saints, the next four are all against teams. They got two against the Eagles, one against the Broncos, one against the Niners. I mean, that team could get to 0-9.
And you know what? I would be cheering for it. Only person here care about what the Giants do good is White Brian. You seem to be on White Brian's side now.
I'm not.
I don't care less what they do.
I'm just fascinated to watch it unfold. White Brian, when does Brian Daboll get fired?
After the Saints game.
So you think they lose to the Saints to drop to 0-5?
Yeah, I think he doesn't put in Dart when he should, and Mara gets sick of him.
Is it possible?
Dart might go in the game and suck.
Yeah, like what if Dart's not good, and that's why he's not getting in?
What did he just look good in preseason because they went at it like we did when we went to Osaka?
Even if he's not good, when he comes in and they run the little read options or anything, they get more yards running the ball because you have to at least account for Dart's legs. So he does something.
Okay.
I think they should make Daboll the owner.
I think Daboll...
He wished they could too. Maybe he'll be able to stay around because he's about to be gone.
I think he's trying to slow play the Dart thing to like...
Use that as
get
his...
Get longer to lose.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody else that we had in this coaching staff.
Yeah, sure does. And we've seen these operations unfold. Giants are just a mess, but I think Rodgers is better for Pittsburgh than Russ was. That thing is a mess, man. I do want to get to Monday Night Football. Because this matchup tonight. This matchup tonight should be really good. Ravens-Lions. In Baltimore, you start looking at some of the numbers involved for this thing. I think just from like a watching standpoint, this is going to be a heavily watched football game. The Ravens are 4.5-point favorites. Both teams are 1-1. The Lions got smoked week one by the Packers. The Ravens lost a heartbreaker week one to the Bills. Both looked really good last week in home wins. Which week one loss hurts more, B? The Lions getting smoked or the Ravens coughing up a big lead late?
I think the Lions, because I think the Ravens are a much better team than the Lions, I think. Well, we'll find out tonight, I guess.
Yeah. If you start looking at some of the player props in this thing, they got Jared Goff at about 260 pass yards, Lamar at 230. Rushing yards, Derrick Henry at 87.5, Jahmyr Gibbs at 57, Lamar at 45, David Montgomery at 37. Keep going down. I kind of want to bet this. Which way you got this, B? Jared Goff over under half a rushing yard.
Oh, Lord. I mean, you flip the coin, do what you want to do, dog.
Receiving leaders in this thing, they got Zay Flowers at 72.5, Amon Ra at 69.5, Jameson Williams at 49.5, Mark Andrews down at 33.5. You know, one I like is that kid Tesla for the Lions, the rookie wideout, 17.5. He's a big play dude. If he gets a catch, I kind of think he will get there.
Okay.
Anytime touchdown scores, you got a lot of options, obviously. There's going to be a lot of action on Lamar and Derrick Henry to score tonight. I can't wait to watch that game. And I wanted to go up there, not going to be able to, but that stadium will be rocking. Baltimore does it right, especially in prime time, especially in a big matchup like that. The only other couple things from around the league I wanted to mention, we'll get to this more tomorrow when we talk about the best 3-0 teams, the worst 3-0 teams. What do the Colts have to do for you to take them seriously? They're 3-0.
They're 3-0. Who are they beating?
They beat the Titans yesterday, and they beat them down pretty darn good.
Well,
they beat the Broncos at home week two.
That made me open my eyes.
Yeah.
Then again, this year the Broncos are kind of like showing me a little bit of Sean Payton-ness. Sean Payton can show you amazing things one year, and the next year it changes.
Confident man. And week one they beat the Dolphins bad, 33-8.
Okay. They should beat the Dolphins. I mean, if I'm going to believe in the Colts, it needs to continue. Because that's Danny Dimes up there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he can wake up anytime. That pumpkin can pop quickly.
They go to L.A. to face the Rams next week. That'll be a tester.
Yeah.
Then they get the Raiders at home, the Cardinals at home. I don't know. I think the Colts, division-wise, are looking pretty darn good in a pretty bad NFC.
Yeah, it's
NFC
only three
South.
Weeks into the season, Jay. It's 14 games left.
For sure. For sure. And Danny Dimes is now Indiana Jones.
Okay.
We're going to make some bets when we return on B. Mitch and Finley.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 4 matchup between the Washington Commanders and the Atlanta Falcons. So visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Dude, just looking at scores, the Falcons were shut out yesterday. If Washington's defense looks like they did yesterday against Atlanta next week, that should be pretty damn one-sided. All right, we got football tonight. We got to make some bets. What are the boys like? Landfill's red hot. Won't tell us his unit size, though.
I got a bet. I'm taking this one here completely. Landfill going to take a nap today.
That's minus 25,000.
I don't know. I might not.
Oh. Bull crap.
I'm taking the Ravens, though.
Taking a Jahmyr Gibbs anytime touchdown.
I'm taking a, what you call him, anytime touchdown? Big boy.
Derrick Henry.
Minus 230.
Is minus 230?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Has a minus 230?
Jahmyr Gibbs is a minus 130.
How about Lamar?
Lamar, you can do. Lamar is a plus.
All right, give me Lamar. Minus, anytime touchdown.
Derrick Henry to score a touchdown is minus 230.
What's his plus minus rushing yards?
I got to pull it up. Rushing yards is,
I think it was about 90, like 88.
What's Lamar's?
I got to look. It's just showing.
I got gotcha. You. 88.5. 87 and a half for Henry.
Give me Henry.
46 and a half.
I want
for
Henry
Lamar.
With the yards over and give me Lamar anytime.
Landfill just took the Ravens. Landfill's out here just playing it straight, trying to pick winners.
He's on fire, he said.
He says he's on fire. He also says he might not nap, which is shocking.
He said he's on fire. He ain't buying no lunch today.
Yeah. What is that? Landfill?
He got the white Ryan betting.
You can buy his lunch tomorrow, Landfill, because AD came in to celebrate a victory Monday. White Brian, what do you like tonight?
Rashad Bateman, 40 yards.
White Brian, what's your unit size these days?
JP, stop asking men that.
Still the same.
Still the same.
He answered.
That's good. You've been married a while now. For the uninformed.
You are straight idiots.
CK,
I think you all need to give me some type of pay for this I deal with every day. I deal with a bunch of idiots.
In betting parlance, you talk about the unit as how much is your regular bet. So whether it's $5 or $500, it's a unit, and you can track how many units
and
you're
based
up or
off
down
the world
the
today,
weekend.
Everybody under 32 years old always think you're talking about one thing, and that's what the whole world revolves around.
Betting.
No.
White Brian's unit size is incredibly small, B-Mitch. Don't make this about me. Landfill chooses not to disclose his unit size, as is his right.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. Listen, I have a job to do, damn it.
Oh, man.
White Brian, I'm getting the Lions at +5.5. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Never seen a plus sign I don't like. All right, give me the Lions. I think the Ravens win, but I think Detroit can keep it close. Lose by 4, we all get rich. Thank you to Logan Paulson for joining the program today.
Yep.
Thank you to everybody that called. Fun day, fun game yesterday. Thank you to AD for a Victory Monday lunch. Thank you to Landfill for not disclosing his unit size. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Pause. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.